A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, July 18th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kips Dube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about growing protests against President Robert Mugabe's government.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-11605 and 15775 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voindebele.com, and www.voashona.com.
Hi, my name is Moira. I live here in Washington, D.C. I'm here because of what's happening in Zimbabwe right now. A lot of people are struggling, suffering, going to bed without eating. While the government is not doing anything. So it's time we stand as one Zimbabwe and have one voice for our country that we love so dearly. It's the change that we really, really, really need right now because, you know, when people around the globe saying one word that there has to be change, so that government, because right now there's a lot of people struggling, and we continue to pray for Zimbabwe for change, big change.
Rhoda from Dallas, Texas, and as she said, we're here supporting our fellow Zimbabweans. Unfortunately, we cannot be in Zimbabwe, but we're with you in spirit. It's time for change. Mugabe needs to go.
I am Tari from Philly. I'm also here supporting the fellow Zimbabweans, and I believe that it's time to make a change like everyone else is saying. There's so much hunger, so much anger. People are stressed. No jobs, no food. Then turned up with me, nothing. People are running away instead of staying.
Yes, I'm born in Zimbabwe. I'm in Kolwani Kwebu. Uma eMidlands esilobela ngilapha ngendaba yokubana sifuna inguquko, sifuna i-change like right now. Sesikhathele ngombuso kaMgabe, sesikhathele ngendlala eZimbabwe, sesikhathele ngokuphephela emazweni abanye. So ngilapha ngenhloso yokubana sifuna i-change.
Those there are the voices of Zimbabweans who were protesting over the weekend outside the Zimbabwe embassy here in Washington, D.C. And once again, thanks for joining us. This is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about a growing protest against the government.
Protests against President Robert Mugabe that started in Zimbabwe are now spreading to other countries, with Zimbabweans saying the country is headed in the wrong direction. Zimbabweans are protesting at Zimbabwe embassies in South Africa, Scotland, America, Australia, Canada, Britain, and other nations.
But in response to these growing protests, Home Affairs Minister Dr. Ignatius Chombo has blasted the protesters as, quote, unpatriotic. Mr. Chombo said, quote, the so-called asylum seekers in the United Kingdom and America are on the forefront of fomenting hate messages against the government.
What are your views on this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-619-2077. Yeah,
Onguka Gibbs, nasi tira utitinge tichitaura nezve kuratidzira kwa pararika. Kwa pararira ne pasirose kwa katanga muZimbabwe tingati na itaidza maro ya kazu pambwa ne Africa Unit Occupy Africa Unit Square kuchizo ya vana Pastor Ivan Mawarire vargu tungamira hashtag this flag kotiwo vana mkwananzi ne vamwe vane sangano ravo rinonzi Tajamuka vargu ratidzirawo vachitivo havasi kufara nemamiriro akaita zvinhu munyika varutaura nyaya dzeori nezvimwe zvakadaro-daro vachitaurawo nyaya dzekushungurudzwa kwevanhu kwavanoti kuri kuitwa nemapurisa zvakatangira muzimbabwe asi iko zvino tiri kuona kuti zvaakupararira kusouth africa kupi nekupi kune nyika dzakasiyana kwese kune vana vezimbabwe vanenge vaakusimuka vachiti nyika yedu iyi haisi kutonga zvakanaka varipo vanenge vari kutonga nedemo gibs
ye unjaloke zuruva ndaba ndingatona njani kuna ngambona pelikona ye lapha thina siyaphila simlo kwamagama ye osikhuluma ngakho ke lamhlanje yikutshengisela kwezizalwane zezimbabwe ezisezimbabwe ezinye zisemazweni atshiyeneyo anjengecanada escotland eamerika eaustralia ebritain nazo zonke ke iindawo zomhlaba ye abantu abaningi bakhonona ngendlela ababuswa ngayo kule zimbabwe bathi uhulumende kapresident urobert mugabe ungani uyabancindezela kakhulu ngakho sebefuna inkululeko leyo nkululeko ukuthi izabuya lamhlanje kumbe iyabuya kusasa awaziwa sifuna ukuzwa ngani ukuthi likubona njani konke khonokho ye nxa sifuna ukuthi lingela kuhlelo nasenombolo 001 202 619 2077 khulumani sizwe zulukandaba ye poetu
wonguka hama wadiwa makasununguka kuti punge muchitifonera mungava muri muzimbabwe botswana australia kupi nekupi tinoda kuti mutifonere gibs I think we have our first guest that is Mr. Promise Mkwananzi, the spokesperson for Tajamuka. Mr. Mkwananzi, good evening.
Good right, makadi zvenyu.
Aiwa tiri nani, kuri sei ikoko?
Ndichana tiri murwendo tiri kupasi zvino right.
Vamukwananzi, tiri kuona kuti nyaya yekuratidzira yakatangira muzimbabwe umu inenge iri kupararira kune dzimwe nyika muri kuzviona sei tiri kuona zvizvarwa zvezimbabwe zvakawanda zvichiratidzira
tiri kufara nazvo zviri kuitwa nevanhu ruzhinji rwezimbabwe rudhende rwemuzimbabwe rwaratidzira kusafara kwarwo nematongerwo ari kuitwa nyika navamugabe nevamwe vake tiri kuona kuti muzimbabwe kuratidzira kwatekeshera kuna na South Africa, kuna na Australia, tinozvikudza zvikuru kuti mazimbabwenzi asvika panguva yekuti aiwa zvakwana tajamuka takuratidzira kusafara kwedu nezviri kuitika saka zvinhu zvinotifadza zvikuru isusu vanhu vanga vagara vachitungamira nyaya dzekuratidzira idzi kuti tiongorore kuti nyika yedu yakambomira sei uye tingaenda sei nayo mberi zvakanaka
Gibbs.
So Mr. Mkwananzi, what is going on right now in terms of these protests? Give us some kind of insight of what is happening right now in Zimbabwe.
Well, there is nothing that is happening except escalation and intensification of the protests. We have put forward some demands which we say and insist that they are non-negotiable. The government must heed those demands so that we transform our country. And we are going to carry on as soon you will see a lot of protests of various forms mushrooming across the country. You've seen them over the last week. The police and are beginning to realize that they are not going to be able to stop an idea whose time has come. And we are going ahead. We've given the government up to the 31st of August to have ratified the things that we have demanded. And failure to do so, we are going to start to escalate and intensify these protests.
And what are some of your demands for starters, Mr. Mkwananzi? We are having problems with that. Mr. Mkwananzi, can you hear me?
I can hear you, sir.
Yes, I was saying, what are some of your demands for starters?
We are demanding that President Mugabe must step down with immediate effect and allow a transitional process for the country. We are demanding that the government abandon altogether the adoption of the bond notes. We are demanding a stop to police brutality, illegal political detentions, such as the way we have been having, where so many people were detained illegally and unfairly in the government. And as I speak, Mkariri, one of the key leaders of protests, remains in illegal political detention. We are also demanding that there be a reduction of roadblocks. We have unreasonable and senseless roadblocks across the country where the police are just collecting money and inconveniencing people in their lawful business. We say all these things must be brought to an end in order for the country to move forward. But more importantly, we are demanding that there must be a new electoral a process to ensure that the next election in the country is both legitimate and undisputable. And part of that, what is central to that is a new voters' roll and a secretariat that is professional, non-partisan and impartial.
Thank you, Mr. Mkwananzi. Do stay on the line. Gibbs, I think we have our second guest.
Yes, our second guest is Honorable Joseph Chuma, a ZANU-PF lawmaker. He represents Pelindaba Mpopoma constituency in Bulawayo. Honorable Chuma, good evening and welcome to the program.
Good evening. Thank you for having me.
Thank you very much.
Now, Mr. Chuma, you've heard some of the demands by this group, Tajamuka. They are listing things such as that President Mugabe must step down because he has obviously, according to them, failed to take this country forward. They are also saying the roadblocks must be dismantled because they are just too many and the police are using them for extorting members of the public. They are demanding that the government must not introduce bond notes, and they are also calling for electoral reforms.
Right. What I must say is that I find it very sinister for anybody to demand the stepping down of a legitimately elected leader of a nation, and yet they go on to say we want the electoral processes that are proper and stuff like that. I want to believe and think that the 2013 elections observed by different bodies from outside Zimbabwe, who all certified that they were done fairly and peacefully, and therefore the winner of those processes was duly elected the president of the country. Why now will someone want to come and deny that person the right to exercise their constitutional mandate to lead the country and want the person to step down? So that's my number one point. And my number two concern is that, right, what transitional processes are they talking about? Why don't they simply come out in the open and join the forum of politics, form a political party, and let's go on the ring, and the best man then win the day, and they can then govern if they are given the mandate by the people to govern the country. It's a very simple process. You register a political party and do your campaigns on the ground and win an election, just like what the president did in 2013 when he won resoundingly. The problem with some of us is that when things don't go our way, we then deem to... Now I want to say that the process was not done properly and we bring up so many accusations. And yet people must just come to the playing field and play the game. And when you play the game and they're given the mandate, no one is going to dispute your mandate. We are going to all follow suit and allow you to lead us. What these people really need to be crying out for is to jamuka over the circumstances that have led to our demise here in Zimbabwe. We are numerous of them. We've spoken about them. Whether people want to believe that those things exist or they don't exist is another question. But what I'm saying is that let's talk about the fundamentals of what has brought us to where we are today, and also coupled with the real fact that, unfortunately, the southern part of Africa has been going through a drought process, a drought period. And that is why we probably don't have adequate food. We didn't harvest enough crops. And so now, are we now saying that the president becomes God to make the rain in Zimbabwe so that we have bumper harvest or something like that? Let us look at these things with a sober mind and try and make sure that things are addressed properly. Yes, you can talk about the roadblocks. I will agree with you as well, because I mean, citizens who drive, yes, there are too many. We can talk about that. We can engage the authorities and say, no. Can we fix that kind of point? When you bring things to the table in a proper civilized manner, yes, they must be attended to. But for you to go out and be outrageous to a point whereby you want to deny someone's right and yet you want to claim your own right, I think is a bit not fair at all. So what I think the high stakes that Jamuga says people should really, really be doing now is going on the ground, or before they go on the ground, form a political party, then go on the ground, campaign, and hope that the people of Zimbabwe will give you a mandate to rule and then do what you deem necessary for you to make Zimbabwe a better country. But right now, as we speak, I'll tell you one thing for a fact. Nobody, even the Jamuka, if they come to power, will come into power to want to destroy Zimbabwe. And so the same philosophy applies to our president and ZANU-PF. We have not come in to destroy Zimbabwe at all, but we have people that keep on throwing spanners into our wheels of motions, our processes of taking the country to a better level, and they make sure that we continue to fail and fail and fail. Why are these people not looking at those kind of things and Jamuka for those kind of things and Sesizile for the people who are distractors of our progress? Because we all want to be progressive. We all want better lives for everybody. But there are people, and it is a clear thing, if you don't need a rocket scientist to actually enlighten you on such things. You need to just open up your mind, be objective, and be serious about what you want to achieve. And you will know that answers lie on distractors, people that are bent to make sure that things do not work, do not happen, including, actually, very unfortunately, some of the civil servants that we have in the system who sabotage and they make sure that policies, good policies that are coming out of government through ZANU-PF are never implemented. And they are alleged corruption. So we need to be looking at such things with a critical eye and say, well, let's identify the root cause. Where exactly are we going wrong? And then we can start talking.
And Gibbs?
Yes, we've got some messages. We are live streaming right now, and we've got roughly about 6 messages. Uh-huh. All of these messages, Mr. Chuma, are saying what you're saying is not correct. And people are saying, Mr. Chuma is not actually hitting facts, because they're saying Zimbabwe right now as it is at crossroads. So, okay, abantu bayakhuluma lapha Chuma bathi okukhulumayo lokhu ngani ayisikho. Ye, akubaphendule ngamafutshane khona lapho ngesintu ukuthi wena okukhulumayo ubona ngani yikho yini okusesihlizweni zabantu ngamafutshane 7.
Okukhuluma engikukhulumayo yinto eyenzakalayo ngo-2013. President wavotelwa ngabantu, wangena ukuba umongameli welizwe leli. Omunye umuntu ongabe nomunye umcabango kangene emdlalweni wona lowo okuthi kona laye anjani adinge amavoti abantu bamnike ilungelo lokuthi abuse. Engikutshoyo ukuthi kona abantu singakhangela izinto ngendlela engayisiyo. Into ekhona yokuthi kanti wena awukhangeli nawo ukubona ukuthi laba sikhona la kungenxa yokuthi kulabantu abafake izigwenxa emsebenzini ukuthi kona ilizwe lihambe kuhle. Abantu abafuna ukukhangela kodwa bafuna ukugijimela kona bethi kona upresident must go, upresident must go. Kanti yini dama ngakhangela nto kona upresident ithi kona sizifike lapha sikhona kuhambe njani kusuke nga sihluze khonokwana sizondele bona laba abantu abafuna ukusiphambanisa ukuthi kona ilizwe leli libuseke kuhle njalo mlode wethu ukhwele uye phambili. Sobala kusegcekeni ukuthi kona bakhona abantu abasebenza besebenzela khonoku nje kuphela.
Yes, ubamba umlomo khonapho ke siyabuya kuwe. Yes, lama callers lapha please.
Yes, we have Frederick Maravanyika in Boston. Frederick, good evening.
Good afternoon over here.
Okay, how are you?
Good afternoon to all fellow Zimbabweans.
Thank you so much. How are you doing?
Oh, fine, thanks. We're well in Boston. Our hearts are just bleeding, and we are all crying with this whole situation that is going on at home. Mm-hmm. And we're trying to see if we can help and make an impact from this side of the world to assist our brethren at home.
Mm-hmm. You heard what Honorable Chuma, the member of the ruling ZANU-PF, said, that, you know, people like you who are protesting, what you should simply do is to come out in the open and say you are forming a political party and challenge ZANU-PF, not to demand for reforms, you know?
No, which is a shock to me, and I think it's a mentality that isn't. ZANU-PF has institutionalized situations, and to have a voice, you have to be a political party. Pastor has shown us that to be heard, you do not need to be a politician or political party. The basic demand for human rights, the basic demand to have your kids go to school, to breathe, health care, is something that is God-given. it should, you sh- I should not be part of a political party to ask for those things. Mm-hmm. I should expect our leaders to be able to provide us with those things. If you cannot provide those things, then step aside and let someone else with the intellect to be able to move our country forward.
Thank you, Mr. Marwanyika. Please do stay on the line. We have Cornelius in South Africa. Magadi.
Tiripo magadi yo.
Aiwa tiripo. Murukuti ogudi ninya ekura tizira irguitwa.
Tiripo zona ninya irguitwa. Tiripo na kunogo watiri kunogo South Africa. Inongo vashoisho. Asindo funga paska parisino abam gabe wanenga vashi wasirguitik.
Mhm. Saka munoti vanhu voratidzira here tinavachuma vari kuti vanenge vachida kuratidzira pindai mudariro yetiite zvepolitics kwete kuda kuratidzira makawanda.
Mati kuti
ndati tinavachuma panapa vari kuti ivo kana vanhu vachida kuratidzira madi kuita bato rezvematongerwo enyika kwete kuratidzira makawanda.
Vanongotaura zvavo zviri mupfungwa dzavo ndione zvichibudirira.
Mhm. Saka imi chamuri kuda chii chamusiri kufara nacho?
Chatisingafari nacho mabatigwa ari kuiwa vanhu kumusha nemaporisa. Tiri kuona kuti vanhu vari kurohwa zvakaipisisa, vamwe vari kurumwiswa nehwa zvinova zvisiriwo zvinodikamwe nevanhu. Vanhu vanoda shanduko. Munyika hamuna mabasa, hamuna mari, ndosaka tiri kuno kuna Pretoria. Tiri kuzamawo kutsvaga vorarama sezvinhu zvakaoma. Munyika matisina kugara, zvinhu zvinomira zvakanaka.
Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Cornelius nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Ndotenda zvisingaiti kutaurawo pastudio 7.
Tinotenda zvikuru. He heard there from Cornelius in South Africa. He's saying he's not happy. You know, what in short he's saying is there is misrule in Zimbabwe, and those things must stop, such as the police brutality and other examples that he's citing, Gibbs.
Yes, Lomnumzana ke Undlovu ose Botswana. Baba Ndlovu, unga unjani? Hayi, siphile kakhulu. Sondele efonini yakho sikuzwe kuhle, Ndlovu. Yeah, kanti right. Yes, ulungile, kanti silapho khona. Yeah, akusitshela ukuthi wena ubona njani ukutshengisela kwabantu beZimbabwe abasemazweni lekhaya khona ngani?
Ukutshengisela kwabantu baseZimbabwe kwabanye amazwe kurayithi, ngoba ngathi isho ukuthi bayafuna ukuhlala kulawo mazwe abatshengisela bekhona, bafuna ukuhlala
ezweni
labo. Into ekhuluma ngoba kuthuma, uma kuthuma kakhulumi rayithi, ngoba abantu abangaphandle labo kaningi abakwanisi ukuzohlala ezweni labo, ezweni labo kusutha yimithuma njengoba ekhuluma. Kungeyedwa njengoba ekhuluma khona nabeZimbabwe sibaningi siphande eBotswana ngokulamba ikhonisi yokuturana uthuma usuthi beZimbabwe ngiyedwa. Abantu abasutha eZimbabwe abezali laba baluthwane nabaluvalba but abantu beZimbabwe bangaphandle yikho bentshengisela bafuna ukuya ekhaya.
Hayi, siyakuzwa kakhulu ke Baba Ndlovu khonapho ke eBotswana. Ungaphokanga khona khonapho? Hayi, no, kulungile. Sibongile kakhulu eNdlovu, baba. Awubonike Ndlovu, siyabonga Ndlovini. Yes, well, so that was Mr. Ndlovu in Palape in Botswana. So you were saying that only Mr. Chuma is enjoying together with some ZANU-PF officials in Zimbabwe there, because he says many people are outside the country, and they are really finding it very hard to survive outside the country. So he says at the end of the day, Mr. Chuma appears to be actually supporting the violation of Zimbabwe's constitution that actually allows people to stage peaceful protests. So he says, Chuma is offside here.
And people are commenting, and thank you so much, those who are joining us on our live streaming. Big shout out to people like Ford Stole, who says, tell us of bread and butter issues. Ludzai Matanire says, please call me. Innocent Kizunga says, ZANU-PF has failed and they do not have any solution. We shall not be silenced. Edson Mukundwi, thanks, he has joined. And also Albert Mandiridza, Andrew Keith Gondo, Anoti. You know, he does not agree with whatever Mr. Chuma is saying. He's saying it's wrong. He does not reflect that he knows what's happening. Innocent Kizunga says Mr. Chuma cannot criticize the very system that he represents. We have so many messages, like Norman, who says, 36 years on, Mr. Chuma, we are tired. I think we are being joined by Mr. Bekthemba Mhlanga, an independent political analyst. Mr. Mhlanga, good evening.
How are you doing?
We are doing fine. And what is your take on these protests by some Zimbabwean citizens who are saying they are not happy with the direction the country has taken?
Well, I think this protest actually a culmination of what people have had to endure under the leadership of the government of ZANU-PF in the last almost 40 years now. And I think what is instructive in all these protests that you're actually seeing, they're actually being led by people, predominantly most of them, if not all of them, who were actually born free or at the time of independence, they're actually 3 years old. Like Pastor Ivan Mawire, at independence, he was probably 3 or 4 years old. Now, these are people who have actually lived and seen the decay in the Zimbabwean life as children. They have seen the decay in life as teenagers. They have seen the decay in life as adults. And some of them are seeing the decay in life as grandparents. And therefore, they are collectively coming together to say, look, enough is enough. And I think what is actually fascinating and interesting is that these protests at the moment are not coordinated by any political organization, but they are a movement cutting across gender, age, race, education, classification, and ethnic background. And I think that actually speaks more loudly of the anger and the desire for the people to see change in Zimbabwe, because if they were being driven by a political organization, it would be easy for people to say, look, this is merely part and parcel of the game of politics where people agitate for change in the pursuit of power. But in this case, this is anger aimed at redressing the very basic social and economic living conditions that these people have had to endure over the past 4 decades or so.
Thank you, Mr. Mhlanga. I think we are now being joined by Nyasha Machapaza in Abu Dhabi. Nyasha, how are you?
I'm good, man. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Nyasha, tipo pfungwa dzako pani kuratidzira kuri kuitwa ko?
I think panyaya yekuratidzira munyika zvinoratidza kuti vamugabe nehurumende yavo vakundikana. Kuratidzira kuri kuitwa kuri kubva kuvanhu, not from party. Vanhu vari kutungamirwa nehurumende yavamugabe vari kuratidza kuti no. Vamugabe, isu zvatinotarisira pakuva muri sevanhu vamuri kutungamirira zvisu zvamuri kuita.
Nyasha, chimbo, bata wakadaro, tunambotora just a short break. We'll be back in a bit. And also our guest, Mr. Chuma, Mr. Maravanyika, and we also have Mr. Bekthemba Mhlanga. Please do stay on the line. I am Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying stay tuned to Zimbabwe.